I've been waiting for his call. I wait for it every night now. It's been a while since it started, but I sit and wait, and he calls and tells me what he's done. What he's done to other women that he wanted, that he craved, that he desired, that he thinks he deserves. It gives me goosebumps admitting this. I listen and sometimes he gives me directions on how to touch myself, how to squeeze my nipples, how to fill my pussy, how to press the huge dildo down my throat and block off my airway. He likes hearing me when I'm struggling. I'm not stupid. I wonder if these other women he's desired so deeply and taken against their will and done unmentionable, unimaginable things to, if that's how it started with them. If it was psychological manipulation. His voice is like a lullaby. I can't not listen. It's like a meditative trance where you have complete free will, but you don't want your mind to drift. You don't want it to go anywhere. I just want it to stay with him. Sometimes he only talks to me for a minute or two and hangs up. And other nights he talks and talks and talks. And I get jealous when he talks about a lot of other women. Their features, their body, the way they look and feel when they're naked. He knows what I look like. He knows what my body looks like. He doesn't know what I feel like. He tells me to send him pictures. Vulgar angles and embarrassing, humiliating at times, and I do it. It gives me chills right now saying it. Bend over, spreading my ass, filling myself with toys that I have, household objects that you would never think about putting inside you. He asked me to videotape myself with a long taper candle. He told me to light it. And while it's lit, to fuck my pussy with it. It was a long candle. It kept getting shorter and shorter. I kept coming, hoping I'd squirt, hoping I'd put the candle out before. He told me, tell me when to stop, when to blow it out. He never did. It got so close it burned the inside of my thighs, but I took it out and blew it out. I was scared of hurting my pussy. I was embarrassed. Reality, like, set in. What happened? How would I explain that at the hospital if I burnt myself bad enough? He didn't talk to me for a few days after that. He was angry. I don't know if he's just a bad person or sees something in me, sees how willing I am to have my boundaries pushed. He pushes the envelope a lot with me. He tells me he does these things to lots of other women. I don't know if I believe him. Like I said, I get jealous thinking about if these women get the cold commands like I do. I always thought it was ridiculous when women said they liked the bad boy or those stupid women that fantasize about serial killers. It's always made me sick. But here I am, listening to this voice. I check the news to see if he's maybe something he said matches up with a news story, and so far nothing. But then again, I don't really know where he's at, so I felt so guilty about blowing out the candle. And like I said, he didn't talk to me for days. I sat by the phone every night, hoping. I even thought about filming myself to redeem myself. Maybe having a lit candle in my asshole and in my pussy. When he called back, he acted like nothing happened, like I didn't do anything wrong. We didn't talk about it. He said he knew I had candles and wanted to watch me use an entire taper candle lit sharp pain on my left breast. I dripped the wax, covering my left breast for him. The sting over and over on my nipple. I came without even touching myself a couple of times. I was so focused on everything he told me. I wanted to do everything right. Sometimes he slips in, degrading words, or compares me to some other woman. Normally I wouldn't stand for it. Normally I'd just move on and never talk to someone like that again, but I just keep trying to prove myself to him. I can't get his voice out of my head. I know people like scary things in October. People like scary movies, haunted houses. I've never liked being scared. But he scares me. He humiliates me, and I get a rush, a thrill from it. Part of me hopes he never calls again. I don't want to hear those words. I don't want to burn myself or stretch myself out anymore. The bruises I've given myself from smacking myself, and he always sounds so proud of me, though. Maybe that's my thrill seeking, my way of enjoying something spooky, something scary this time of year. It arouses me that someone likes the thought of me feeling stuff that's just so intense. I couldn't keep it in. Share. What do you think?